Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Elsie.
We're going to go on a trip, Elsie.
Yes, our article for today is about Ho Chi Minh City.
Saigon.
Yes, Ho Chi Minh 市以前叫做 Saigon.
Yeah.
I've been there once.
Have you?
I only stayed in the city for one day.
What happened?
Because I had to rush to another country.
Oh.
But have you been there?
I have never been to Vietnam. No, I have many friends who have. Of course, we're talking about Ho Chi Minh City, which is the biggest city in the southern part of the country of Vietnam, which is not too far from here. No, I've never been there. I have lots of friends who have. I really want to go one day. So I think this should be a very, very interesting article. You were there just a short time, but from what you saw, would you want to go back for a longer time?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to go back to Ho Chi Minh City one
I've really heard only good things about Vietnam, and it's a country that's got a very long and interesting history. It's also changing and developing really quickly, right?
It's
really
becoming
very modern very quickly, so it might be a good time to go if you want to see some of the old Ho Chi Minh City, the old Vietnam. Go now before it becomes just another big modern city like Shanghai or Taipei or somewhere
Tokyo.
Like that. Tokyo, maybe even, absolutely. Anyway, so let's check out our article and find out more about Ho Chi Minh City.
Plan a fun trip to Ho Chi Minh City.
You're planning a trip to Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, and you couldn't be more excited. There are so many interesting things to see and do. Where should you start, though? Here are a few fun ideas. Petesco Financial Tower. This striking 265-meter-tall tower is a must-see. You can go to the top of it. This way, you can view the city from its Saigon sky deck. Don't forget to take a picture. Cafe Apartment. This apartment building has a collection of cafes inside. Each one has its own style. They all have balconies too. From these, you can see the popular Nguyen Huệ Walking Street and Saigon River.
Word power!
Excited. Excited. I'm really excited to see the new movie tonight. I'm really excited to see the new movie tonight.Tower, tower. Tommy works in an office tower in Taipei. Tommy works in an office tower in Taipei. Apartment, apartment. Susan walks up and down the stairs to her apartment every day.Susan walks up and down the stairs to her apartment every day. Balcony, balcony. My cousin grows a lot of plants on her balcony. My cousin grows a lot of plants on her balcony.
All right, so our article starts with a very interesting statement to kind of put us in the mood of being a traveler, being a tourist. It says, you're planning a trip to Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, and you couldn't be more excited. Well, yeah, if that were true, let's pretend it's true. So here we are, we're planning our trip, and of course, we couldn't be more excited. And that's basically just saying we're very excited, okay? If you say, I couldn't be more tired, you're saying,I'm super tired, and there's no way I could be more tired. I am 100% tired. I am 100% excited to go to Ho Chi Minh. I couldn't be more excited. And excited is an important word. It's a word power word. Let's check it out. It's spelled E-X-C-I-T-E-D. Excited. It's an adjective. And if you're excited, you're happy about something that's probably going to be coming up soon or something that's happening right now. We get excited for things that we're really looking forward to, that are really going to be great. They're going to be fun. This is going to be so awesome. Oh my God, I can't believe it's finally the day we get to do this. I'm so excited. I feel like my head will explode. So you're always excited about things that are good, and they're probably coming up in the future, the near future. You wouldn't be excited about something you're nervous or worried about. You would be excited about things that you're happy and anticipating. For example, I'm really excited to see the new movie tonight. I'm really excited to see the new movie tonight.
Excited, 这个形容词就是感到兴奋的。那如果我们把字尾改成 ing, exciting, 就是令人觉得兴奋、刺激的。那我们的例句说到呢 ,I'm really excited to see the new movie tonight. 我也可以说成呢 ,It's very exciting to see the new movie tonight.
Absolutely, you could say it that way too. And why are we excited? Why are we excited to go to Ho Chi Minh City? Well, it's always exciting. And there we can also say it is exciting. The thing is exciting. You are excited. Kind of like the thing is boring, so you are bored. Okay?
Right.
So there are many exciting things to do. And as the article says, there are so many interesting things to see and do. Yes, it's always exciting to go to a new country.
文章接下来告诉我们呢，在胡志明市里面呢，有好多好看又好玩的东西。
All right, so here's a good question. The article asks us the question, and we're kind of just asking the article as well. Where should you start, though? Where should you begin? What first exciting and interesting thing should you do?
要从何开始呢? Where to start?
And we're not going to leave you hanging. We're going to give you an answer to that question. It says, here are a few fun ideas. Of course, in our short article, we can't talk about all the exciting and interesting things to do. But here are a few, just a few fun ideas. And it says, Bitexco Financial Tower.
Wow, Bitexco Financial Tower.
Sounds like it has to do with...business.
Yeah, what's so special about this tower?
Exciting. You can go and trade dollars for pesos.
Really?
No, it's not really what goes on in the tower. It's the tower itself. It says this striking 265-meter tall tower is a must-see. Something that's a must-see means you must see it. You have to see it. If you miss it, you will hate yourself. Anyways, it's a striking...tower, all right? Something striking is impressive. It makes you go, oh, wow, look at that. And as you can see, it's 265 meters tall. That's pretty darn tall. That's about half the height of Taipei 101. And I think in a city like Ho Chi Minh City, it would really stand out. They don't have a lot of tall buildings there, so it's a very tall building. And often when we talk about a tall building, we can also use the word tower to describe it. Tower is spelled T-O-W-E-R. T-O-W-E-R. What is a tower? Basically, it's a tall, narrow building. Sometimes they're in a circular or a circle shape. Sometimes they're square. When we think of towers, we often think of that big, tall part on a castle. In the corners of a castle, they used to build towers. You might also think of the Eiffel Tower there in Paris, France, or back in Canada, the CN Tower, which is just a big, tall building. But towers are always big, tall buildings. And why do you have a tower? What's the fun thing? You go to the top and you get the view of the city like you're a bird. It's great. For example, Tommy works in an office tower in Taipei. Tommy works in an office tower in Taipei. This is generally an office tower. It's just a skyscraper, a really tall building.
Tower 就是高楼塔楼那我们的例句说 Tommy 在台北的一座办公大楼里面上班那我们回到文章的这个句子里头呢我们看到 striking 这个形容词它是引人注目的那在 striking 这个形容词的后面呢还有一个复合形容词是 265-meter tall 这个是265公尺高的 那在数字组成的复合形容词当中呢，名词用单数就可以咯。而且字与字之间呢，要用 hyphen 来做连接。For example, a 9-year-old girl, 九岁大的女孩，或者是 a 3-eyed monster, 三只眼睛的怪物。那另外呢，我们还在这个句子里面看到 a must see, 它是一定要看的事物，也就是必看景点。到花莲我们一定要看的是什么呢？太鲁阁峡谷。所以我们可以说 Taroko Gorge is a must see when you visit 花莲。那另外一定要做的事情就是 a must do. What is a must do when we go to Canada, Mike?
In summer or winter?
Summer.
In summer, a must do. Let's see. Go to Niagara Falls and see the big waterfall. Good to do in the summer. In the winter, it might be too cold. But in the winter, a must do? Well, since I'm from Quebec, you must go to the Sugar Shack, a cabane à sucre, and have some maple syrup right out of the tree. Yum, yum.
What about a must eat?
A must eat? Poutine. But of course.
Poutine.
French fries, cheese curds, gravy.
哇、wow, 好多一定要吃的东西哦。Alright, so what can we do after we go to this tower?
Well, it says you can go to the top of it. Yeah, what's the point of going to a tower and just staying at the bottom? It's a big, tall building, so go to the top of it, because as I said, you can have a view of the city like a bird, or, as it says in the article, this way, you can view the city from its Saigon sky deck. Don't forget to take a picture.Notice that I said you can get a view of the city, or in the article it said you can view the city. So view can be a verb, right? You view a beautiful scene, but you can also talk about a view. That's what you see. That's the scene that you see when you are up there. But either way, yes, you definitely want to go up there, and you definitely want to take a picture. I would also say save it for a day when it's not cloudy and rainy. My sister was here a few years ago. We went to the top of Taipei 101. Lots of clouds. Lots of clouds.
Oh.
Could barely see the parking lot and Warner Village down below. But on a beautiful day, or at night when you get the city lights, great. Great place to get a good view of the city.
所以文章这边就说到啦，金融塔上面有西贡瞭望台，你可以在上面呢 view， 也就是欣赏整个胡志明市的风景，而且不要忘了拍照哦。 Anything else can we see in the city?
Well, it says cafe apartment. It says this apartment building has a collection of cafes inside. Wow, very interesting. So they've taken an apartment building, which would normally be a home, maybe with some businesses down on the first floor. But in this case, the whole building is just a bunch of different little cafes. What a kind of cute idea. All right, so yes, we have this word apartment. It's an important one when talking about homes. It's also spelled A-P-A-R-T.M-E-N-T, apartment. It's a noun, and basically, as I said, an apartment is a home in a tall building. Usually in a tall building, an apartment building, which is what we call that building, there are many different apartments, maybe a couple on each floor, and each one of those small parts is a person's home. So it's not a house. A house is its own building that is a home. An apartment is a smaller home inside a larger building, a large building that you are sharingwith the other people in the apartment building. But you have your own apartment. For example, Susan walks up and down the stairs to her apartment every day. Susan walks up and down the stairs to her apartment every day. Maybe she lives on the second or third floor, something like that.
Apartment, 公寓，这就是在高楼大厦里面的，或者是比较低的，比较老旧的。建筑里头的一层房子，那跟 house 是不一样的哦。House 是独栋的房子。那我们的例句说啊，苏珊每天爬楼梯上下公寓。那另外呢，我们在这个句子里头看到了，也就在文章的句子里头看到了 a collection of something， 代表的是 a lot of something， 很多一堆的某。东西。那在咖啡公寓里面呢，有许多的咖啡厅。I noticed there are so many cafes in Vietnam.
Ah, yeah, it's very, very popular. And of course, Vietnam has its own style of coffee, too. But in the cafe apartment, the coffee shops, the actual cafe apartments, the article says each one has its own style. So that basically would give you the idea that they're all decorated slightly differently. There might be ones that look kind of old-fashioned, ones that look modern, and ones that might look Italian or French in style, because, of course, the French were in Vietnam for a very long time. But you can kind of shop around, and great for Instagramming. You can go and find your favorite one, the decorations that you love, and have a coffee there. And that's not all.
这边说到呢，每一间咖啡厅都有自己的特色，所以你去到了这个 cafe apartment 里面，可以选择一家你喜欢的咖啡厅，然后坐下来喝杯咖啡。
It says they all have balconies too. Yeah, many apartments do have balconies. That's basically a raised area outside where you can sit. Balcony, it's a word powered B-A-L-C-O-N-Y, B-A-L-C-O-N-Y. It's a noun. And as I said, balcony is like a raised area, like a small floor that kind of sticks out from the side of the apartment. It allows you to go outside of the apartment, get some fresh air, get some sun, but you're not on the ground. You're not down on the first floor.You're above the ground. A great place to sit, put your plants, look at the world, see the view, check out the weather. For example, my cousin grows a lot of plants on her balcony. My cousin grows a lot of plants on her balcony. They get sun, they get rain, it's great.
Balcony, 阳台。那在阳台上我们说 on the balcony. 例句说啊，我表姐在她的阳台上种植很多的植物。那回到文章呢，这边介绍到啊，每一间咖啡厅也都有阳台哦。And what can we see from these balconies?
Good question. Yeah, you want a view from your balcony, and the cafe apartment will give you that view. It says from these, you can see the popular Wen Hui Walking Street and Saigon River. Wow, cool. So there's a walking street. Wen Hui was the name of the walking street, and of course, the river that goes through a Saigon. I'm not sure if that's the Mekong River or if it's a small tributary called the Saigon River, but it sounds lovely.
文章最后说到啊，从这些阳台看出去呢，你可以看到受欢迎的阮文会大道，还有呢西贡河。Wow, and because Vietnam was once colonized by France...There are a lot of European-style buildings, right?
Absolutely. One of the old names of Saigon was Little Paris or Paris of the East. So yes, you find a lot of sort of French Belle Époque-style buildings. It's absolutely beautiful.
All right, so why don't we go to Matchbox now, and we'll be right back with our review time.
Sounds like a plan.
Magic Box. 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey。大家出游前会先上网做功课吗？话说 Casey， 我每次上网查景点或是餐厅的评价，有几个字的出现率真的是蛮高的耶，相信把这些字学起来是非常实用的哦。第一个呢，就是 must go， 像是我上次查日本东京的行程啊，就看到这句话 ：The Tokyo Sky Tree is a must go attraction。东京的晴空塔是一个必去的景点。The Tokyo Sky Tree is a must-go attraction. 这个 must-go 是一个复合形容词，指的呢就跟它字面上的意思长得一模一样啦，就是必须去的意思。有时候呢，你也会看到它当作是名词来使用，像是刚刚那句话，你也可以说成 The Tokyo Sky Tree is a must-go， 就是一样的意思哦。另外呢，我在网络上也常常看到 must-see 这个字。如果以刚刚的逻辑来猜猜看这个字的意思，那指的一定就是必须要看的东西咯。没错，就是这么简单。像是 When you travel to Paris, the Louvre Museum is a must see。其实它的意思跟呢，就跟 must go 是差不多的啦，也就是必须去看的景点咯。另外像是 must buy, must have， 相信大家也能举一反三，就是必买、必须拥有的东西啦。So the top 10 must-have books this year 就是今年你必须拥有的十本书。所以总而言之呢， must 后面不管加上了什么动词，就会变成必须怎样怎样的意思，真的是一个很好用的复合字耶。最后来考考大家啦，对我来说，哈利波特是小孩子们必读的小说，这句话的英文该怎么说呢？记得使用刚刚学的 must 加上动词的复合字用法哦。The answer is, for me, the Harry Potter books are a must read for children. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, so for a wrap-up, we're going to try to play 20 questions, but since Elsie is such a smart cookie, I'm sure she'll be able to get it in less than 20 questions. Or maybe I will. Maybe I should ask. And you are the one with all of the knowledge.
Okay.
All right, let's do that. So our four words were, remember, excited, tower, apartment, balcony. So she has to think of one of those. I'm going to ask her questions about it, try to guess which word she's thinking of. But of course, she can only answer my questions with yes or no. So first of all, is it a thing?
It is.
Okay, yes. Good. So that automatically means it's not excited, because excited is not a thing, it's a feeling. So tower, apartment, balcony, all kind of similar. Is it somewhere people will live?
是人们住的地方吗？Yes.
All right, so I'm thinking it might not be balcony, because who lives on a balcony? That would be weird. You would get rained on. Is it something that most people have lived in?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking it's not tower, because most people don't live in a tower unless you're a king or a prisoner. So is it something that has different rooms in it?
Yes.
Starting to look like apartment. Would one of those rooms normally be a kitchen?
Yes.
Or a bathroom?
Yes.
It's got to be apartment.
Apartment.
It is apartment.
It is.
You see there, by using just a little bit of logic, it wasn't that hard. All right, is it my turn to pick? And you?
I still want to answer your questions.
All right. Is it a thing?
Yes.
Is it a thing that you can live in?
Nope.
It's not a thing you can live in. Is it somewhere you might put plants?
Nope.
It's not somewhere you might put plants. Is it somewhere that you might find in a castle?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking, is it a tower?
It is a tower.
It is a tower. There you go. So obviously the plants kind of ruled out balcony, right? Because people put plants on balconies. But she said no, so that led me to tower. There you go, guys. Have a shot at that. 20 questions. All you can answer is yes or no. So make your questions good, and it won't be too hard. All right. Take care. We'll see you soon. And we'll be back with more tomorrow about Ho Chi Minh City. So don't go far because, yeah, we're going to be having some more good times there. See ya.
See ya.
Plan a fun trip to Ho Chi Minh City.
You're planning a trip to Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, and you couldn't be more excited. There are so many interesting things to see and do. Where should you start, though? Here are a few fun ideas. Vitesco Financial Tower. This striking 265-meter tall tower is a must-see. You can go to the top of it. This way, you can view the city from its Saigon Sky Deck. Don't forget to take a picture. Cafe Apartment. This apartment building has a collection of cafes inside. Each one has its own style. They all have balconies too. From these, you can see the popular Wen Hue Walking Street and Saigon River.
Excited, excited. I'm really excited to see the new movie tonight. I'm really excited to see the new movie tonight. Tower, tower.Tommy works in an office tower in Taipei. Tommy works in an office tower in Taipei. Apartment, apartment. Susan walks up and down the stairs to her apartment every day. Susan walks up and down the stairs to her apartment every day.Balcony, balcony. My cousin grows a lot of plants on her balcony. My cousin grows a lot of plants on her balcony.